This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Next week, Monday to be exact, Hawaii Commercial and Sugar Company, the last of that state's sugar plantations, is going to close up shop after 145 years in business. It's the now too familiar story of ongoing losses with no end in sight in a changed global economy. But just as we were telling you yesterday about miners up in the Minnesota Iron Range, sugar in Hawaii was more than just a thing people did for work. Molly Solomon from Hawaii Public Radio was there for the final harvest.
The second you hop into Mark Lopes' truck, you know he works in the cane fields. His dashboard is covered in a layer of brown dust, and the windshield is splattered with red dirt. We drive out to Field 704, where crews set a cane fire in the early hours of the morning. By noon, much of the sugar is cleared. Lopes watches as large haul trucks get ready to head back to the mill to unload.
They'll drive right up to the windrow, they'll load the hauler, the truck will pull out, go down to the factory and unload the sugar cane.
Lopes is the harvest manager at HCNS and has been doing this most mornings for the past 35 years. He's one of 675 workers who will lose their jobs once this operation closes. Lopes is not sure what he'll be doing next.
Well, it's kind of up in the air. It's hard if you work for a company that long and then it's almost like starting over again. You know, you gotta start for another company and, you know, we're the last surviving sugar plantation too, you know, so that's it for sugar in Hawaii. Yeah.
Like a lot of workers at HCNS, harvesting cane runs in the family. Lopes remembers visiting his father at work in the fields.
When I was young, he used to bring me to work. I used to ride on the tractor with him and stuff, and you know, that was pretty cool, you know. And then my son, when he was young, you know, I used to bring him out on the weekends, and my granddaughter not going to be able to experience that. So all that stuff, you know, it's going to be missed. So it's going to be different.
The green fields that Lopes works in every day are part of the island's landscape. Maui resident Dorothy Pyle can see all 35,000 acres of sugarcane from her back porch.
It's changing us forever because I will never see 35,000 acres of agriculture there again. It just won't happen. And so the whole feel of the island, that flying in over these fields and driving through them, never going to be again.
At its peak in the 1930s, sugar employed 50,000 people across the islands. The industry not only drew wealthy landowners to Hawaii, it also brought immigrant labor.
Actually, my ethnic heritage is what I call plantation pedigree.
That's Terry Freitas Gorman, president of the Maui Native Hawaiian Chamber of Commerce.
So I'm almost in the order that they came. I'm Chinese, Portuguese, Japanese, and then part Native Hawaiian as well.
Gorman grew up surrounded by sugarcane in the small town of Wailuku. She remembers running in the fields and hearing the crackle of cane burns at night.
We call it Maui snow, right? But the ash would fall out from the sky. And, you just knew they were burning cane. It was just part of life. You didn't really question it.
She says back then, Maui was still a sleepy agricultural town. Just the smell of molasses in the air brings her back to those days.
There's a word in Brazilian Portuguese that it's called saudades, and it means kind of a bittersweet memory. It's bitter because you kind of miss it, but it's sweet because it has such wonderful feelings associated with it. So whenever I would come home to Maui from college or whatever after traveling, that really distinctive smell of the molasses being processed, it really created that feeling of saudades in me.
A feeling that Gorman and others in Hawaii know will now be part of the past. In Maui, I'm Molly Solomon for Marketplace.